This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9. This interview is uncensored.
Fletcher, thank you so much for your time today. First of all, whereabouts in the world are you right now?
I am currently in Malibu, California at the moment. I came up for I've been going through a weird time emotionally. So I just, came to just like escape my environment to just like see some new things for a second.
And is that, how are they going with lockdown? Are they reasonably okay? You're allowed to go outside over there. We're not over here, but.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that are out and about. I personally really haven't been, I think it's pretty lax. It shouldn't be like people are eating outside.
Dude, that's weird. Hey,
I know. So I know it's definitely, we wouldn't be in the situation that we were in if this was handled in a different way, but here we are.
Speaking of handling lockdown situations in a different way, could we talk with your EP? Oh my God. Like, okay, holy shit was the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth thing that came out of my mouth when I found out what your EP was about, because this sounds like a nightmare.
No, I know. People keep telling me, they're like, are you mentally stable? Like, are you out of your mind for quarantining with your ex and making an entire EP about it? And the answer is, I'm probably crazy then. Like, that it does sound like an insane concept.
Did you choose that, or did it just happen to fall that way that you were stuck together?
No, it was actually, I was supposed to be going on a tour to Europe, right before quarantine happened. And then, I ended up just being like, hey, the world's really weird and in like a scary spot. Like, should we just be together right now? Like, come be with me. And that's what we ended up doing. And we were kind of just like having a lot of like really difficult, painful, emotional conversations. And so the sex tapes just ended up kind of being like our way to process this like on again, off again relationship that we've had for like the last 4 years, and our way to kind of like make sense of it all. So it's kind of like, it's like a time capsule, really, the sex tapes. And yeah. The sex tapes is like, a sex tape is somebody in their most vulnerable form, in like their rawest, wildest. And that's how my ex captured me, has always captured me. So that's a bit crazy that we did that together, but it's also been like really therapeutic and a way to just let people know that like, fuck, life is like not easy, and it's not, and it isn't black and white, and love isn't easy, and it's complicated. And like, I think it's okay to not have the answers and not have your life figured out, because I really don't.
I feel maybe not awkward, but kind of uncomfortable almost with doing this interview, because having heard this EP, I feel like I've been either like snooping through your text messages or like reading your private diaries or something like that. And now I'm having to pretend like I don't know this information about you. It's so honest and transparent, almost to a fault. Why did you decide to be like this?
I mean, I don't know that it wasn't ever really like a thing that I consciously was like, I just don't want to like pick and choose which information I make available and what I don't. I mean, I think, there's obviously an importance in like protecting yourself, but it's like, I don't know, when you say shit out loud, it like takes away it gives your biggest fears like less power over you. Like, and also it was just what was really happening. I was like, I want to put out music, but also this is like actually what's really fucking happening in my life right now. So what am I going to make up a different story around this music? Like, no, I should just tell it exactly what's happening. And I think, the difference between my last EP and this one is that in the past, I've always had more like time and space to kind of process stuff before I have to talk about it. and I'm able to kind of like tap back into a feeling and reflect on it. Whereas like, I'm just like super in the thick of it right now. And I'm just like still in the like crying myself to sleep phases at the moment, which is okay, you know, but it's like, it's really real. And it's a weird thing. I think there's a lot of pressure, you know, for artists, specifically female artists, to present things with just like a really pretty tied bow, like a perfect package of like, this is me. And this is how I need you to like see it and understand me. And it's just like, my shit's a mess. Like, it's a mess. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like really in the thick of a breakup. I have codependency issues. Like, I'm trying to learn how to stand on my own two feet. I'm still like discovering my sexuality. Like, there's a million question marks. And yeah, I don't know. I'm in a very heavy, like, reflection, like trying to love myself and like be learning how to let go. And there's a lot going on over here in Malibu, California, inside my body. So things are strange. But yeah, for everybody, I think we're all on a journey. The world is just, there's a lot of uncovering of truth happening right now.
So what's your truth then? What have you learned about yourself throughout this?
I mean, well, I've learned a lot. I've learned that I was saying it before that like I'm super codependent. I don't think I've ever, you know, I think being, this is super heavy, but like being an artist and growing up, like you kind of, I've like formed my entire identity around the idea of like being applauded and like people telling me that I'm talented or I'm good, or being like, yes, this is what you're good at. And so I think I've developed this idea that it's like, oh, I always have to be really impressive and I have to be on and it has to be this and it has to be that. And it's fucking exhausting. And
Gotta get to a point where you're just like, fuck it. Like, step back and let me fucking exist for a second.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, well, why does it have to be that way? Like, why can't we just redefine what it looks like to just like put it, like lay it all out there? Like, we're all going through shit. We're all going through a lot of shit on a daily basis. And we're all like, I don't know, we're more connected than ever technology wise, but we're also like lonelier than ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like dealing with this thing of being like, fuck, I'm super lonely. Like, even when you're around people, like there's just, and I'm trying to learn how to like hold that. And I think, you know, that if you're able to recognize like that longing, like that's what ends up turning into a belonging and into this sort of like universal idea that like we're one, like, you know, like it's like, I feel like the universe, there's like this collective pain that's being shared right now. And if you're able to just give a little bit of yours out, it heals in some way. So I don't know. My truth is, I'm still figuring out my truth, but my truth is that I'm just like, I'm going through a heartbreak and like life sucks, but like I'm okay. You know, I'm okay.
You worked with Aussie producer Keto on Bitter. Tell me about that.
She is so talented. It was the first time we ever worked together when we wrote Bitter, and we actually ended up finishing the song while we were, over FaceTime while we were in quarantine. And so we like produced it together over FaceTime, and, you know, some of the vocals that are in there are actually just like voice memo, like iPhone recordings that I just ended up sending over to her. And it was a really good process. Like from start to finish, that song was, you know, been produced by women. I wrote it with a female co-writer, the, you know, director. It was shot by my ex, who is an incredibly talented, like, queer creative director. You know, my other creative director is queer, and she edited it. Like, it was just all around like female, queer, like super empowering. My favorite, one of my like favorite songs I've ever been a part of.
It's so phenomenal. As is this whole album, EP, the production on some of these tracks is absolutely filthy. It's like, it's so dark. I love that. How did we get to that point? What was it? Because it's evolved a little bit from some of your earlier stuff.
Totally. Yeah, no, it totally has. I mean, it's evolved because, like, I've grown up and I've changed and I've had more experiences, and, you know, a lot of, there's a lot of like Britney Spears influence on this record, actually. Like and also just like Jersey house music, like growing up at the Jersey Shore, like fist pumping is like in my blood, in my DNA. I was like, fuck, I want these bass lines to be like super grimy and like really dirty and just so you like feel it like in your chest. And I also think this time around, like now having toured a couple of times, I thought about the production of this EP from a live standpoint and like knowing what I want to move to on stage and like what people react to. And so I'm like, because my last EP, I'm like, oh, this is just a bunch of, like, there's a bunch of sad shit. Like, I need to write something that makes people, you know, I'm like, let's still give some feelings, but also make it feel like sexy sad.
Sexy sad. That is the vibe of the whole EP. It is called The Sex Tapes. It is out wherever music exists. Fletcher, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you too. It's good to chat.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.